Morning Watch, Day 4. The Intrinsic and Organic Building Up of the Church as the Body of Christ, Week 5. The Intrinsic Factor of the Winds of Teaching for Their Evil Purpose. Related Verses. Ephesians 4, 14 and 15. That we may be no longer little children tossed by waves and carried about by every wind of teaching in the sleight of men, and craftiness with a view to a system of error. But holding to truth and love, we may grow up into him in all things, who is the head, Christ. Ephesians 4:13. Until we all arrive at the oneness of the faith and of the full knowledge of the Son of God, at a full-grown man, at the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Ephesians 4:16. Out from whom all the body, being joined together and being knit together, through every joint of the rich supply, and through the operation and the measure of each one part, causes the growth of the body unto the building up of itself in love. 1 Corinthians 1, 9 and 10. God is faithful, through whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Now I beseech you, brothers, through the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be attuned in the same mind and in the same opinion. 1 Corinthians 1:18. For the word of the cross is to those who are perishing foolishness, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. 1 Corinthians 1:30. But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became wisdom to us from God, both righteousness and sanctification and redemption. 1 Corinthians 3:1 and 2. And I, brothers, was not able to speak to you as to spiritual men, but as to fleshy, as to infants in Christ. I gave you milk to drink, not solid food, for you were not yet able to receive it. But neither yet now are you able. Suggested reading. We need to see the intrinsic factor of the winds of teaching for their purpose. An intrinsic factor is a hidden factor. It is a factor that is not apparent. To see this intrinsic factor, we need a proper and sharp understanding that can penetrate into the whole situation. Every wind of teaching apparently is very good. If it were not good in appearance, no one would accept it. However, within the words of teaching, intrinsically, is something different that is not good. In Ephesians 4:14, in the sleight of men, is in opposition to in craftiness, which is with a view to a system of error. The sleight in this verse is of men, and the system of error is of Satan. Man has the sleight, the craftiness, but man is not able to have a system in the universe. Satan is the one who is able to have a system of error. Man's sleight, man's craftiness is related to the satanic system of error. Ephesians 4:14 may be considered as the conclusion of the history of Christianity. Christianity is full of the sleight, the craftiness of men. The word for sleight in Greek signifies the cheating of dice players. A crafty gambler knows how to play dice in order to cheat his opponent. The history of Christianity shows us that there can be cheating and deception in a so-called Christian teaching. We need to see what the winds of teaching are. These winds are the devilish blowings of the evil one. The purpose of the winds of teaching is the evil purpose of the enemy Satan, which is versus the eternal economy of God. Their purpose is to overthrow the faith of some believers. Some of the saints' faith has been overthrown by the winds of teaching. They may not oppose the Lord's recovery, but they have lost their faith in the Lord's recovery. They are neutral. They do not come to the meetings regularly, and they are not so concerned about the Lord's interests as they once were. They have been spoiled. The purpose of the winds of teaching is to devastate the church life. This is what Saul of Tarsus did before he became Paul the Apostle. Also, the purpose of the winds of teaching is to frustrate the building up of the organic body of Christ, to tear down the building up of the organic body of Christ, and to divide the members of the organic body of Christ, causing endless divisions, sects, and hatred and jealousy, instead of keeping the unique oneness of the body of Christ in love and kindness. According to our past history, the instigators of any storm in the recovery all became very divisive. They even divide among themselves. Their division is endless. There is no love or kindness with them. What they do is full of hatred and jealousy. Now we have seen the purpose of the winds of teaching and their intrinsic factor, which is the sleight of men and craftiness with a view to bring people, to usher people, into a satanic system of error. Those who get brought into Satan's system of error are finished with the building up of the body of Christ in the central lane of God's New Testament economy. I am so thankful to the Lord that the majority of the saints in the churches have the proper discernment. They will not be shaken, tossed about, or carried away.